In Copenhagen, even though the talk was sad, people had spoken softly to one another and to Mama and Papa. They had talked about Lisa, remembering happier times. Thinking about it as she sliced cheese in the kitchen, Anna-Marie realized that these people had nothing to talk about. They couldn't speak of happier times with Great-Aunt Bertha when there had never been a Great-Aunt Bertha at all. Uncle Henrik came into the kitchen. He glanced at his watch and then at Mama. "It's getting late," he said. "I should go to the boat." He looked worried. He blew out the candles so that there would be no light at all and opened the door. He stared beyond the gnarled apple tree into the darkness. "Good. Here they come," he said in a low, relieved voice. "Ellen, come with me." Ellen looked questioningly toward Mama, who nodded. "Go with Henrik," she said. Anna-Marie watched, still holding the wedge of firm cheese in her hand, as Ellen followed Uncle Henrik into the yard. She could hear a sharp, low cry from Ellen, and then the sound of voices speaking softly. In a moment, Uncle Henrik returned. Behind him was Peter Nielsen. Tonight, Peter went first to Mama and hugged her. Then he hugged Anna-Marie and kissed her on the cheek. But he said nothing. There was no playfulness to his affection tonight, just a sense of urgency, of worry. He went immediately to the living room, looked around, and nodded at the silent people there. Ellen was still outside. But in a moment, the door opened and she returned, held tightly like a little girl, her bare legs dangling, against her father's chest. Her mother was beside them.